You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Brittany Droli, our MLB.com Orioles reporter, and things are heating up as far as rumors with the Orioles. It's been a quiet winter meetings, other than Giancarlo Stanton walking through these hallways, taking up the entire hallways, but that's an interesting thing too, how that affects the Orioles. But let's start with the big rumors, and they're all about Manny Machado right now. And we've talked about Manny and the possibility of a trade, and usually the answer has been, no, they're not going to trade him. There's more and more smoke, right?
There is. There's kind of been a shift, and I think one of the things that kind of signaled to people yesterday something was up was seeing Peter Angelos, the principal owner's son, Lou, who is here. Now, he's a guy who has a lot of power in the organization. He's never usually at these winter meetings, so you started to wonder maybe this would be a little bit of a different meetings for the Orioles. Historically, they don't do much, but now all of a sudden you're hearing they're not just listening, Tim, on offers on Manny Machado. They're actively telling teams, hey, make us an offer, let us know, and then they're kind of evaluating those packages. I mean, to be clear, they don't have to sell Manny Machado. They have another year under team control, but they pretty much know they're not going to be able to keep him at this point. So they're looking at ways to improve this club for the present and also for the long term. So certainly a lot of smoke. And once you start hearing all those rumors, once they start becoming aggressive, you know, they're going to listen. They're certainly shopping him. Then you know that there's some legs to this one. This isn't just regular rumors or talk in the lobby. The Orioles are committed to listening and potentially dealing their star player.
Now, there's different ways to go about this. You can just trade him and his 1 year left in his contract to another team, and they take him on, and then you get what you get. I mean, you would still get some good stuff back, I think, because he's one of the best third basemen in the game. But we've seen in the past with teams with deals like this where you open up that window where the team you're trading him to can kind of negotiate an extension, then suddenly the value could go up a little bit more. Do you think that's something they is in the offing at all? Like, that's something they would consider?
I'm sure it's something on the table. It's something that's been discussed within the Orioles organization. The tough part is, I think, if you're Manny Machado, you know you're a year away from free agency. All kind of signs indicate that you're going to get a record-breaking deal. Do you give that up to whatever team you're traded to agree to negotiate with that team? Keep in mind, he doesn't have control over who he's traded to. So what if it's a team that he doesn't want to be with long term? So certainly there's a lot of things at play that would definitely help the Orioles move him. But I think when you look at Manny, he's a star player, yes, but he only has a year left. So you're right, they're going to have to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit if the Orioles want to get back that haul, if they want to improve their club and really make an impact with this kind of move. Because if you can't make an impact with trading a star player, what is the point of trading a guy like that?
Connected developments just today. The Yankees obviously brought in Giancarlo Stanton. He'll play the outfield. But then, as we record this Tuesday afternoon, they traded Chase Headley. Suddenly, the New York Yankees don't have a third baseman. And there's another team that, in theory, if there was to be that kind of negotiation, the Yankees could give him a record-setting contract right now.
There are those openings. Now, it's going to come down to, does Manny Machado see himself as a third baseman or as a shortstop? Because what we're hearing now is Manny wants to play shortstop. And I've confirmed that as well, that he, you know, if all things are considered, he would like to play shortstop this year. They don't have J.J. Hardy. If he goes to a new club, perhaps he'd like to play shortstop. If the Yankees decide to sign him a year from now, maybe he would agree to move over to third base. I mean, it's certainly been done before to play for the Yankees. But it's another interesting wrinkle here in this whole mess.
The Phillies are an interesting thing because obviously they think they're getting closer. But when you think about a one-year deal, the Phillies are not going to be a contender in 2018. He fits that team probably in 2019, 2020. So it makes sense that they would wait it out and try to sign him as well. Now, when you think about what they want to get back, the Orioles, it's got to be pitching, right? I mean, if you're going to trade Manny Machado, you want premier and pitching talent and probably talent that's either just has broken into the majors or is maybe even a year away, that kind of player, right?
Right. You want young, controllable players that are years away from free agency. You want guys who aren't going to cost you a lot of money, who you're going to build a future with. Because if you're trading away Manny Machado, you're basically saying, look, we're weakening our team. Even if the Orioles get back two starters, starters only pitch every 5 days. So you're still weakening that team. So you have to kind of think of the future when you're trading a Manny Machado, but certainly pitching is high up there. Dan Duquette did say yesterday that they can't hang back this winter. They can't wait until February to start making moves, which is what they've done in winters past. They need starters. They need probably two starters. Hopefully that third guy comes from within to go along with Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman. So they have to be aggressive. They have to move quickly, and they have to think outside the box. And certainly trading Manny Machado would be considered outside the box.
You have a story up on Orioles.com now, I know, about the fact that, hey, the old plan of waiting it out maybe doesn't work. They maybe have to strike right now, because it seems like maybe they've already missed out on some targets, right? Guys like Chatwood and Michaelis, Mike Fiers, those guys are all off the board. Funny moment here at the winter meetings today. Jack Morris, of course, part of the family here at MLB.com, elected to the 2018 class of the Hall of Fame. He was sitting here on our set, and Buck Showalter walked by, you know, shook his hand, congratulated him, and then said, hey, we need starting pitching. What do you think, Jack? You got anything left? I mean, obviously, just a fun moment, but Buck is taking it all in and always has that lighter side.
Yeah, that's Buck for you. And you know what? He probably does have a few more bullets. I mean, the Orioles probably should really think about taking a look. But yeah, Buck's always a fun guy, and it just shows you the position they're in, Tim. They don't need one pitcher. They need to fill three roles in that rotation. And even then, they've still got some other moves that they need to make. They need to upgrade the defense. They need to get a left-handed hitter. So there's a long, lengthy list, and people are wondering, can they contend next year? Should they just sell Machado, hope for the future? Because you look at the Yankees, you look at the Red Sox, the Orioles have really an uphill battle here.
You've heard about other guys that obviously other teams are interested in, plenty of Zach Britton. Also, I think it was Nick Cofardo had a story about how Michael Givens could suddenly become kind of a hot entity, the winter meetings and the offseason. If they were to trade Machado, would that make it more likely that they would maybe also trade one of those relievers?
I think so. I think if they were to trade Machado, then they might as well just trade Zach Britton, because he's a guy who, like Manny Machado, will be a free agent at the end of the season. Brad Brock is another name, another guy who doesn't get as much press, but certainly has been a great back-end guy for them. He'll be a free agent at the end of the season as well, so along with Duquette and Showalter. So really, this organization is at an interesting crossroad. And Duquette did say yesterday when I asked him, if you're going to deal from anywhere, is it going to be that bullpen? He said, yes, they've gotten a lot of interest in that bullpen. Again, Brock, Britton, and Givens would be those guys. Certainly, Givens is the youngest of the ones of those three. He's got a lot of upside. He's a converted shortstop. So he's got a very unusual arm slot. He's a guy that a lot of people would covet as well. But I think Manny would be the big domino that would fall. You trade Manny Machado, you've got to trade everybody that you can that you think is not a part of your five-year plan.
All right, speaking of the five-year plan, when you look to the future, there is some young talent coming up. Some of it will probably be a factor right here coming up in 2018. When you look at the farm system, the top two prospects, there's Chance Cisco, and a lot is going to be put on him at catcher. Also, Austin Hayes. Talk about those. Could those both be key members of this 2018 roster?
Absolutely. I mean, with Chance Cisco, the moment that Wellington Castillo declined his player option for this upcoming season, they knew that it was going to be up to Chance Cisco. He's going to probably tag team with Caleb Joseph, though certainly they envision Cisco becoming that number one guy eventually, whether that's this season or beyond, no one really knows. But Austin Hayes is another guy like Cisco. He came up in September. You had heard about these guys, but seeing them at the major league level is another form of test. And Austin Hayes was terrific as well. Both of them held their own offensively. Hayes is a guy who could slot in alongside of center fielder Adam Jones. He's considered kind of the center fielder of the future for them as well. So they do have a better system. I know their system takes a lot of hits. They have a better system than in years past. They're getting over that hump. They're just not in the position to make all of these moves without totally obliterating that minor league system.
The Baltimore Orioles, they're in play here at the 2017 winter meetings. That'll do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras, the Orioles edition. For Brittany Jolie, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.